Podcasts have a problem. Think about it. How many podcasts did you start and abandon before you found this one? Every article that promises podcasting's greatest hits features the same 10 shows everyone's already heard of. And the podcast app that you're playing this on, they're recommending the same podcast to you that they are to your high school gym teacher. Heard FM, a personalized podcast app, believes you deserve a unique podcast experience with recommendations tailored to your interests. Because when you recommend the same thing to everyone, you're not giving anyone the attention they deserve. When you download the app, you'll set up your interest profile, and every Monday you'll receive a new batch of podcasts that are made just for you. So stop looking for podcasts. Heard FM already found them for you. Download Heard FM on iOS and Android now.
Oh my God. Where the hell? What?
Good morning to you too, Sunshine.
Someone I know better be dead or dying.
No such luck. But if it makes you feel better, I am calling with bad news.
What time is it?
It's 10 in the morning, Your Highness.
Phones shouldn't work before noon.
They actually do have a built-in feature for that.
Huh. You'll have to show me how to do that when you come over later.
That's what I was calling about. I'm not going to be able to make it tonight. You still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I know, I said I could make dinner, and I thought I could, because my sister's baby wasn't due for another couple of weeks, but I guess the kid came early, so...
Mina, just the spark notes.
My mom bought me a ticket. I'm at the airport now. Are you still there? I'm sorry to do this so last minute and on Thanksgiving, but the ticket was non-refundable and I...
Sorry. Were you invited?
I was.
Huh. The guest list was so extensive, I must have forgotten.
Happy to know I won't be missed. I didn't cancel the dinner, so you and all your sparkly guests won't, you know, starve. Delivery should be there around 3:30 or so. I just emailed you the confirmation.
All right.
Thanks so much, Mina. You're the best, Mina. On this, the day of thanks, I would like to express how grateful I am for you, Mina.
Yes, Mina. Thank you for valuing a bundle of screaming, crying flesh that won't know how to do anything but shit itself above dinner with me and all my sparkly guests. But thank you.
That's me. I'll be out of touch till tomorrow. Are you gonna be okay, Warren?
Are you kidding me? Me? This place is gonna be swarming with celebrities. Don't you worry about me.
Tandon Productions presents That Vampire Show, Episode 6, Thanks for Nothing.
If cities were people, I think... I would be LA to a T. Cause like, it's glamorous and hot and like, a little bit gross, but in an interesting way, you know? Like, when you have a scab and you know you shouldn't pick at it, but then you do, and it's like so satisfying before it starts bleeding again, you know? What? Did you hear what I said?
You're like a scab.
What? Ew, no, I am... L.A.
Oh, right. Okay.
If you were a city, what city would you be?
I don't know.
Just pick one.
Fine. Philadelphia.
Ugh, no, that's boring. We're right by Philly. You have to think of somewhere exciting and exotic.
Sorry, I didn't know there were rules.
It's not rules. It's like... what captures your essence, you know? Philly is snooze fest. It's all historical reenactments and cheesy tourist traps. Too small fry for the great Cat Wright. It's not you. Your life isn't boring.
No, it is not.
So, like, what encapsulates your life?
My life?
Mm-hmm.
Pompeii.
Like the song?
Like the ancient Roman city? The one with the volcano? And everything is just frozen. A city full of lives only half lived. Do you know when the ash came down, it just caught people in the middle of whatever they were doing, like cooking or going to the bathroom even, or just screaming.
Yikes. Well, that's less boring than Philly, I'll give you that much.
God, what I wouldn't give to go back to boring.
Oh, you don't mean that.
Yeah, I do. Remember life before meeting Warren Young ruined everything?
Yeah, total snooze fest.
Yeah, well, not everyone thinks that a spotlight is the most important thing in life.
What is that supposed to mean?
Nothing.
No. Please enlighten me, since I'm apparently too stupid to know what the deep and powerful cat is alluding to.
See, that is just it. I didn't call you stupid. I didn't even say anything remotely close to that. But if every minute of your life isn't drenched in theatrics...
Drenched in theatrics? Give me a break, Edgar Allan Poser.
God, can we just forget I said anything?
No. Come on. You have something you clearly want to say, so say it.
What would be the point, Allie?
Since when are we the kind of friends who keep secrets?
It's not a secret. I just don't want to talk about it.
I'm your best friend. You're supposed to be able to say anything to me.
Huh!
What?
5 seconds ago, you were ready to bite my head off because you thought I called you stupid. You are already angry over something I didn't even say.
I am angry because it's like you never say anything. That's why I'm always filling in the gaps. Because you just leave them there, like, screaming.
Did you ever think that maybe I don't talk about what I'm feeling because I don't think it would do any good? The only voice you are ever really interested in listening to is yours. And even if you did shut up long enough to let me actually finish a sentence, you still wouldn't be able to hear me through the sound of your own selfishness and vapidity that is the ever-playing soundtrack of your own life. Honestly, with the size of your ego, I am surprised I don't suffocate every time we're in a room together. So, there. That is how I feel. Are you happy now?
Wow.
You told me to be honest.
Yeah, well, there's a big difference between... that and just being...
Go on. You have something you want to say, so say it.
A bitch.
Well, it takes one to know one, I guess. Where are you going?
If I wanted to stand around and be insulted, I would have just agreed to have Thanksgiving at my parents' house to begin with.
Allie, come on. Don't be so dramatic.
I'm not being dramatic, Kat. Just because I feel things about real life doesn't make me dramatic. Makes me human. You just said more mean things to me in the last 5 minutes than you have in 10 years of our friendship. Honestly, I don't know what the fuck is going on with you right now, but I don't want any part of it. You know what? You're right. You are like Pompeii. You think the sky is falling and the world is ending, but in reality, it's already over. And you're not frozen. You're just... trapped. Tell your parents I'm sorry.
Hello?
Hey, Warren.
What's up?
You called me.
Did I? Oh, must have been a butt dial.
You called like 3 or 4 times.
I must have a pretty impressive butt.
Are you still drunk?
Undetermined. But now that I've got you, what's going on?
Not much. I'm watching football.
You hate football.
It's Thanksgiving. It's what you do. Tradition.
You want some company?
The droves of A-listers have not yet arrived.
It's a busy time for people. I've got a few soft maybes that might swing through. But in the meantime, listen. Mina ordered me all this food. It's gonna be ridiculous. Unhealthy for me to eat all alone, and unethical to throw it away.
You know I can't eat any of that stuff, right?
I'm sure there's a salad in there somewhere.
A bowl of leaves. My favorite.
So are you coming or what?
I'm already in my car, dude.
So, Allie couldn't join us for dinner?
Huh? Oh, no. Her mom called. She said sorry.
Oh, well, I'm sure we will all miss her sparkling conversation this year.
Uh-huh.
It did sound, a little loud before she left. Are you two... Is everything okay?
Yes, it's fine.
Are you sure?
I said it was, didn't I? I'm sorry. I don't know. I don't really want to talk about it right now.
You're probably just hungry. As Virginia Woolf writes, one cannot think well, live well, sleep well, if one has not dined.
Love.
Yes, dear?
No. Nick, it's love.
Well, I agree. Food is love.
No, the quote. It goes, one cannot think well, love well, sleep well, if one has not dined.
Ah, yes, of course. Love. Well, it stands to reason that love...
Yep, that is probably it.
Dinner should be ready soon-ish. Where your father has basted that turkey 40 times today. Do you want a snack?
No.
So, any big assignments for the break?
Not really. I've got a history paper, but that's pretty much it.
That's it?
Honey, we agreed we'd wait until after dinner.
After dinner for what?
Kat, do you know what day it is?
It's literally Thanksgiving.
One paper is not all you have to do.
What's with the riddles, guys?
It shouldn't be that hard, Kat, if you're focused. What's on December 1st?
Sharon.
College applications are due on the 1st, Kat.
Right. Obviously. Applications are obviously top of my list.
See? Top of her list. So let's just table this until...
Applications to where?
It's a big decision.
Sure it is. I mean, I knew what course of law I was going into my senior year of high school. But don't for a second think that I didn't have doubts. They kept me up at night. The not knowing is part of the process. Hell... Even your mother had her own moments of indecision. Right, sweetie?
Well, I guess. I mean, when I was a freshman in college, well, there was a period of time I had no idea what specialty I was going to pick. You know, internal medicine, surgery, pediatrics.
I mean, you should have seen her. She, for a 2-month period, she was just a mess.
Well.
And even your sister, you know?
Dad, she was scouted. Scouting vets isn't even a thing, and yet...
Well, she did save all those cats.
And those puppies.
Yes, we all know about the horns of adorable animals that she single-handedly cured. Sorry, my particular brand of trauma isn't something schools are searching for.
Kat, the point is that she applied herself to something she really loved.
And you could do the same thing.
With what?
Are you kidding me? You've got passions to spare. I mean, there's the Botany Society.
The Mathletes?
State champs.
The school newspaper.
Or even this, you know, the fan fiction stuff?
Oh my god, I can't believe those words just came out of your mouth. You can't major in fan fiction.
No, but you can major in writing.
Or communications.
Or nothing at all.
What?
What are you talking about?
No, not for me. I just meant that for some people, maybe college isn't even a part of the process. Right, yeah, but not for me, because I will be going to college.
Is this some kind of a prank?
That's not really Mina's style.
Why send so much food?
I don't know. Why does she do anything she does?
Usually because you ask her to?
I might have over-exaggerated the guest list ever so slightly.
Slightly? Dude, I'm the only one here. Just like last year, and the year before that, and the year before that.
Yeah, okay, I get it. My orphan's Thanksgiving is a huge flop.
It's not you. You just don't know enough orphans? Like, metaphorical orphans. You know what I mean. I don't see any salad. I'm serious. I can't eat most of this stuff. Not if you want me to keep taking my shirt off on camera.
You're getting weirdly serious about this, dude. I'm not going to tell anyone at work if you have a carb.
Okay, first of all, costuming would know. One piercing look and they'd know. Second of all, did you know my abs actually have their own fan club? I mean, the internet is full of the strangest corners.
I'm sure one day of comfort food will not the abs murder.
All right, whatever, Shakespeare. I'm just looking out for your show. Someone has to.
I'm sorry. Feel free to deliver that last line directly to the camera.
Like, I didn't mean... Man, we're way ahead of the Thanksgiving schedule. Normally we get through a few drinks before we go down a road we regret.
No, no. I'm a creative. I live for feedback. I'd love to hear what you're thinking.
Aha! Jackpot. Thirsty? Drink that, and then maybe we can discuss feedback.
And what will ye of little carbs be having?
Do you have gin?
Always. Your weird craft diet tonic is on the top shelf, in the back, where those of us who don't look like Greek gods don't have to feel its judgmental stare.
What?
Oh, nothing. I just... Well, I think it's funny is all.
What's funny?
How you look sitting all the way up there on your high horse. No, really. I should be thanking you, I guess. The savior of the show, blessing me with his presence.
That's not what I'm saying.
Then enlighten me.
Do you remember when we were in New York?
Bits and pieces.
You remember that shitty black box theater we used to hang out in?
Oh, I've tried my best to forget.
You remember Amanda?
Who?
Yeah, right. The minute I met Amanda, I knew she was something special.
You mean you knew you wanted to sleep with her?
A little bit of both, you know? The first conversation she and I ever had was after dress rehearsal for Your Lonesome. She just finished her shift in the box office, and she snuck into the theater to catch my monologue. You remember, the one at the end of Act One?
I did write it.
Exactly. And I'm fucking tickled pink, man. Because the house lights are still kind of on, and I see her sneak into the theater, and I'm thinking... This girl is so into me. She's watching me, and it's electric. So I finish the monologue, and we break, and I jog over to her real casual-like. And she looks up at me with these big doe eyes. And do you know what she says to me?
Take me, I'm yours.
She says, that was amazing. And I play it off real cool and humble, and before I can even say thank you, she says, who wrote it?
So?
So, Warren, you were the guy, you know that?
What are you talking about? Every other girl I met, besides Amanda, I guess, was always trying to beat down your door.
Okay, sure, they wanted to sleep with me. I mean, hello, can you blame them? But they wanted to talk to you.
Every guy's dream. a long, intellectual conversation.
Not just them. Guys, too. Anyone who came through those theater doors. Everyone wanted a moment to bask in the glow of your brain.
Oh, stop.
Look, God knows your ego doesn't need the boost. But sometimes I just look at you and... I don't know this guy. This isn't the guy. That guy made people feel things. He made people think.
Well, it's hard to feel like you're inspiring people when you have to use the word vampire in every other sentence.
But it's not about people. It's about the Amandas. The ones who sneak through whatever back channel they find to get a taste of your story. It's about the people pirating every episode because their parents won't pay for cable anymore, and they can't wait for the season to hit streaming. And now, not only do they want a taste, they love it so much, they say, how can I take a little piece? How can I build myself a home out of the story you've given me? And that, I mean, that's really fucking special, man. So, there's my feedback.
Whatever happened to Amanda?
From what I can tell, she moved to Chicago a few years ago. She has a husband and two daughters.
Is she happy?
From her Facebook profile? Sure.
Huh.
You've reached Allie. Sorry I can't come to the phone right now, but also, why are you calling me? Send me a text! Or leave a voicemail if you're, like, dying. Or maybe call 911. Toodles!
Shit.
Kat, dinner's ready.
Coming! Smells great.
Here's hoping it tastes just as good.
So, Kat, you... never really told us how it went in L.A.
Huh. Didn't I?
Nope.
Oh. Weird.
So?
Oh, right. Well, let me just jog the old melon. It was... you know, it was great. Sunny, so that was nice. And I saw the Hollywood sign up close, and it was way smaller than I thought it would be. I learned that the sign originally read something else initially. What was it again? Oh, yeah, Hollywoodland. Would you pass the mashed potatoes?
Sure. But what about the show? Tell us about the glitz and glamour.
I bet it was exciting to watch the magic unfold live.
Oh, yeah. It was magical.
Well, did it inspire you?
Inspire me?
Well, did you get any tips about what steps to take so you can write for the vampire show?
I don't know that I want...
I just hope you used the time wisely... you know, to form some industry connections. From what I hear, that is a big part of the work.
You know, I actually forgot to pack my stack of resumes, so, listen, do I love Bloodlines? Yes. Have I spent more hours than I would like to admit imagining alternate storylines? Also, yes, but if I'm being honest, this whole thing was really just a hobby.
But you won!
I know! And it's like, yay! But also, well, I just didn't envision this being a part of my life once I got to college. Clean slate and all that.
Well, you have to apply to college in order to actually have a...
Mom!
Okay. Hey, guys, listen. I was gonna save this as a surprise, but I made a couple calls. Turns out... I have a friend in admissions at USC. Now, I'm not saying anything is for certain here, but they gave me a lot of very helpful tips on how to apply to the screenwriting program.
But I can't... USC is in California. I can't go to California.
You just did, Kat.
No, I know that. I mean, I'm supposed to go to New York with Allie. That's the plan.
Catherine, following someone else to another city isn't a plan.
You not liking it doesn't make it not a plan, Mom.
It shouldn't be your plan.
Why not?
Honey, Allie, well, she's a really sweet girl. And I know she's been a good friend to you for a long time.
Why do I feel like there's a but coming?
But honestly, Kat...
There it is.
You can't base one of the biggest decisions of your life around what someone else wants. Especially not someone as...
Free-spirited?
Exactly. Free-spirited as Allie. I mean, honestly, your father and I, well, we barely remember the names of people we went to high school with. They're all just aging profile pictures on Facebook.
What are you saying? That Allie is gonna forget me?
No, not that. Exactly. You'll grow up, grow apart. You'll live your own lives. It's normal. High school isn't meant to go on forever.
Everyone has to grow up at some point.
Oh, sweetheart, no. What's wrong?
It was bad. It was so bad.
What? Your fight with Allie?
No. Well, yes, that was bad. But I'm talking about L.A. too. It was all so bad.
Well, what happened?
I ruined it. I destroyed the show.
Oh, honey, I'm sure that's not true.
No, I did. I know it. Something so bad is going to happen, and it is all my fault.
In real life, or...
No, on the show. But then, yes, it's going to make things bad in real life, too.
It's not like you wrote the episode, Kit Kat.
No, but I know he wrote it because of me. So, by the transitive property, it's my fault.
Who did?
Warren, the head writer. And the worst part of it is, I can't even tell anyone. I signed the papers, the NDA or whatever. I said I wouldn't tell anyone. And now, I can't even talk to the one person who did know what happened.
Who? Allie?
You're right. She's never going to talk to me again.
Oh, honey, we didn't mean she'd stop speaking to you altogether, Kat.
She called me a bitch.
What? Was it in a fun way? I hear teen girls do that.
It definitely wasn't fun.
Kat, look at me. You are not a bitch. You may have been acting like one.
Mom!
Okay, I don't know. I wasn't there. But friends fight. Teenage girls especially. It'll blow over.
I've been trying to call all night. She won't pick up.
Well, maybe a little space would be good for both of you. It'll give you time to focus, you know? Really buckle down. And by the time you've got your applications in, I'm sure you'll both have forgotten why you started fighting in the first place.
You really think so?
Like your father said, nothing is forever.
And I say, hey, what a wonderful kind of day. You can learn to work and play and get along with each other. Cam, dear sweet prince of the night, you simply must shut up or I will be forced to murder you.
I'm just thinking about that giant Arthur from the parade. That guy was huge.
It was a balloon.
What are you grateful for, Warren?
Friends who know how to exist in silence.
I'm serious, man.
So am I.
Fine. You want to know what I'm grateful for?
If you must.
I'm grateful for bloodlines.
Shut up.
I will not. I mean it. I was an out-of-work actor, and now I get to do the thing I love most in the world every single day.
Was that fulfilling your lifelong dream of being Teen Beat cover boy?
I figured it out. You're grateful for your uncanny ability to ruin a tender moment between friends.
And you're grateful for your skill in patronizing your best friend, apparently.
I'm not patronizing you, dude. I'm dead serious. This show, it means something to a lot of people. One of them being me.
This show is an on-fire dumpster that I feel like I'm dragging behind me uphill every day. I am Sisyphus, and this on-fire dumpster is my boulder.
Sissy who?
You know, it's the myth with the guy with the rock. Never mind.
Look, you used to love this show so much, Warren. I don't understand why you hate it now.
Hate it? I don't hate it.
Could convince me.
No, the point is, you're right. I'm not the guy anymore. Now, I'm just the vampire guy. And what I hate is that guy.
Please say guy again.
This was supposed to be the thing that led to the next thing. It wasn't supposed to be the thing, but I don't hate it. I love it, and in a way, that's almost why it's worse.
Come again?
When I watched Kat's face while we were filming, I'm not gonna lie, there was something satisfying about witnessing pure shock. It's powerful. But now, all I can picture is this sea of bananas and cats watching this irreversible thing play out. And when it's over, they are all gonna look at me and say, "Who wrote that?" And I'm gonna have to say, "Me." And then they are going to ask an even worse question. Well, what now? And Cam, I don't have an answer.
Warren, that guy, the guy, he's still in there somewhere, just rattling around. It's not that you lost him, it's that you aren't listening.
Maybe we should have you write the show.
I don't think I haven't thought about it.
Hey, Cam.
Yes, Warren.
I'm grateful for things.
I know, man.
I'm grateful your relationship with your parents is just as messed up as mine, so I don't have to spend this stupid holiday alone.
That is strangely one of the kindest things you've ever said to me.
I know.
I'm grateful for you too, man.
Just do it, okay? Just one more time. What's the worst that she could say? She could call you a bitch again. But you lived through that once. Just do it. Pick up, please, pick up.
Hey, you big Allie. Sorry I can't come to the phone right now, but also, why are you calling me? Send me a text! Or leave a voicemail if you're, like, dying. Or maybe call 911. Toodles!
Hey, it's me. Obviously. Listen, Allie, I'm really sorry about that stuff I said before. I didn't... It came out wrong. It's just... Ever since L.A., everything has felt so broken. I think I've felt really broken. And you're so whole, you know? Like, you know what you want, and you're not afraid to go out and get it, and I just... Even on my best days, I have no fucking clue what that feels like. I just... I'm sorry. I fucked this up like I have fucked everything up. I'm like the King Midas of fuckery. I wish you were here. You probably would have thought that was pretty funny. Anyway,
Your message exceeds the allowed length. Press 1 to hear your message, or 2 to start over, or 3 to end
what?
The call.
What? Damn it!
Next month, look out for a very special mid-season finale of Bloodlines, followed by exclusive behind-the-screams interviews with none other than Warren Young and contest winner Kat Wright.
You're not gonna want to miss this.
Kill me now.
This episode was written by Alex Wisenhunt and directed by Marissa Tandon. It featured Lauren Grace Thompson as Kat, Alex Bankier as Warren, Gabrielle Adner as Allie, Megan Carter as Mina, Dallas Seeker as Cameron and Luther, Joe Kearney as Nick, Elizabeth Von Iser as Sharon, Madison Garris as Jocelyn, and Eva Cantor as the Automated Woman. Our casting assistant is Kim Roth, and sound design is by Alexandra Tandon, with additional sound design assistance from Newton Shottlecotty. Remember, our show doesn't stop after the episode is over. If you want to dive into all of the additional story content online between Kat's accounts and other characters that you haven't heard in the show yet, be sure to visit our website at tandonproductions.com and follow us on social media at @thatvampshow for all of our updates. New episodes are out on Tuesdays.